Going to be great. I always wondered about that. Dude just gets done driving 500 miles in a suit that's making him sweat like crazy on a hot day on hot pavement, and you make him drink milk.
You know who else drinks milk after championships?
Tell me.
State champions in the state of Ohio. Same deal. They get milk right after the game, chocolate milk. They hand it out there. It's one
of the
sponsors.
Well, chocolate milk. That's supposed to be like a nutritional boost after you play a sport.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. It is a tradition. I mean, like
hot, sweaty
Ohio only
drivers, and then you're pouring milk down your throat and then all over the top of your head.
I don't know. It tastes sweet.
That's a bad
after
day.
After victory, everything tastes sweet.
That's heavy, Andy.
Thank you.
That's heavy.
Give me that Warner Borg every time, baby.
Can the Guardians do it today? Well, let's find out, because this is the crew that they'll be throwing at the Twins.
Here is your Starting Nine, brought to you by Bet365 and KC Roofing. From a hole in your roof to a whole new roof.
All right, gentlemen, here's the Starting Nine for your Guardians today. The 110 pitch at Progressive Field. Hitting leadoff, playing in left field, Angel Martinez. Hitting second today, the designated hitter, Kyle Manzardo, and his phenomenal mustache.
He's hitting second.
He is hitting second.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Hitting third today, the third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Playing first base, hitting fourth, Josh Naylor. Lane Thomas, the center fielder, will be hitting fifth. Andres Jimenez, the second baseman, hitting sixth today. Hitting seventh, Jeanquenzie Noel will be patrolling right field. Shortstop today, Brian Rocchio. He'll be hitting eighth. And the catcher, Austin Hedges, will be hitting ninth for your Cleveland Guardians as they look to bring home a playoff-clinching win. Joey Cantillo on the hill for the Guards today. And that, gentlemen, is your starting lineup. So.
And that was your Starting Nine, brought to you by Bet365 and KC Roofing. From a hole in your roof to a whole new roof.
I always forget you have to play that at the end. I was ready to jump right in. So let's do some math here, okay?
Okay. I just a couple things I want to talk to you about. Do the math first, then I'll tell you.
If they clinch today, champagne.
Yes.
If you clinch the division, more champagne?
Yeah. And?
If you clinch your division, then, and if you win your first round series, more champagne?
I can add a third to not even getting to the playoffs. Get in, right? So now you're in the playoffs, champagne. You win the Central. That's champagne. And what happens if you overtake the Yankees? And
are the top team? That's not champagne.
I think they should give a trophy for the top team during the regular season. Don't you think you should win a trophy for best record in the American League? That's harder.
It's harder than winning the World Series once you get in.
Don't you think they should give a trophy for that?
Big deal.
Well, it is a big deal. It's harder to have the best record in the American or National League than it is to win the World Series.
Isn't just knowing that you had the best record enough? Do you actually need a piece of hardware for it?
It's just an honor. It's just an honor.
All right, so if
I would think if anybody I know that would argue that point, it would be you.
I just don't think it's worth a trophy. I don't know. I mean, it's
a statue, perhaps?
To me, it's the biggest thing. It tells you which team was the best team. But that's not the way we reward a champion, you know? I mean, if you want to like a Silver Slugger award for best record or something, whatever. Okay, that'd be fine. So I'm counting champagne celebrations. Today, maybe, for wild card, you clinch your postseason.
Right.
And then division. If you win your first round series, you do another champagne?
Yep, they do it, don't they?
If you win the ALCS, you get another. So you could have five champagne celebrations.
Well, you win the World Series.
Yeah, that's five.
Oh, I thought that would be six.
Isn't that a little much?
No. No.
I would almost think you clinch a playoff spot, boom, you do it. And maybe then if you go to the World Series, you win the American League Championship, boom, there's another one. And if you win the World Series, I'm going with three. To me, you win your first round playoff series. That's nothing to throw. That's nothing to throw champagne around the room for.
I'll be honest.
Business. You're, come on, here we go.
Truthfully,
this is business.
I think you should just do it twice. One, when you win the Central,
And not even getting into the playoffs?
Nope.
Okay.
When you win the Central, and that should series? Be one. And the World Series, that's two.
Penny Baskin, I'm surprised at you.
No, that's,
I commend you.
You need to aim higher.
I commend you.
Now, I could understand
American if American League champion is a big deal, though.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, just because they give you a trophy for it.
Getting to the World Series is a big deal. You get a trophy for the American League.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's neat. It's got all those little flags on it.
I think so. Jack is in Solon. Hello, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Good afternoon. A trophy? You're talking about a trophy?
Yeah.
Like a participation trophy?
No. Like, is it? But is it a participation trophy? Like, I'm kind of arguing both sides of the coin here. If you have the best record in the American League through 162, is that harder than winning the World Series?
It's hard to say because usually the winner of the World Series is the one who gets hot at the end, and that's my point about this lineup that you're trotting out there. You had mentioned put John Kensington well in right field. Well, he's Oscar Gonzalez part deux.
Good. And, good, Jack. And, good. And Oscar could hit.
Well, here's the thing. They figured Noel out. I don't know if he's intelligent enough to figure them back out because that's what good hitters do. It's a give and take.
That's all part of the process. Why wouldn't he be?
It's about making adjustments.
They don't need to throw him strikes. They figured that out. Look, here's the thing. I don't think you should have a set lineup for the automatic outs that are in the lineup. I think you need to go with who's hot. Look, we have enough automatic outs. Our catchers are automatic outs.
Mm-hmm.
Our shortstop is an automatic out until late in the game, but he's pretty clutch at the end. I think the bottom line
is going to be
our stars have to be stars in the playoffs, and vote has to go with the hot hand, whoever that's going to be, and we don't even know who that's going to be yet. That's how you win. And so I feel really good about our chances only because vote's going to make it a very short game. If we get the lead after four innings, I feel pretty good about our chances. Our bullpen is lights out. We just have to limit. I just hope we have some power in the playoffs because you know that's what it's all about in the playoffs. I really do fear playing the Yankees or the Astros, but that's going to be our – if the Astros win, they're around probably against the Twins, although the Twins are collapsing. Whether the Astros play the Twins or the Tigers, we get the winner of that because it doesn't switch. Because if the Yankees get the number one seed, they will play a wild card team regardless. They don't get a division winner. So we're probably going to get the winner of the Astros and probably the Twins. God, I hope the Twins can get hot and knock off the Astros because the Astros always give us a problem.
That last series is looming large, isn't it?
Jack, you okay with just putting Lane Thomas in center and forgetting about it, the way he's played in September?
Thomas is fine. He's come around. But right field, you can't stick Noel out there every day. You know, maybe spot him. See who's hot. I really hope Kwan comes back.
And he's really hot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think we got a shot only because our bullpen is lights out. It makes it a 4 or 5 inning game. I'm really excited about it.
Jack, thank you.
Thank you.
So are Andy and me. We're pumped.
I had this thought while we were talking to Omar about the playoffs. And I mean, do you remember when they made it 95? Man, it was this giant weight that was just lifted off the city. Would you agree with that?
It was a tear-provoking moment.
Because it was a generational win?
Never happened.
In our lifetime.
Never happened.
Yeah. I keep thinking
about it. First time in my lifetime that our baseball team did anything.
I think about that big gap there. Do you know how many times they've been back to the playoffs since 95?
How about 15?
Close. This will be 14 after they clinch today.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. And you think about how, this sounds really old, but think about how we struggled when we were kids and it was the American League East and there was no way we were getting past the Yankees and the Red Sox. It just wasn't going to happen.
And the Orioles.
And Baltimore and the Tigers or everybody. Remember, the only reason.
The Blue Jays, they don't stink.
And it was the only reason we were having an Indian uprising with Joe Carter and Corey Snyder is because we hadn't won. We were the only team that hadn't won. And now you think about it, like, I just, because of the extra playoff spots, because of the realignment, you know, we just take it for granted that we go to the postseason. It's fascinating to me to kind of look at the history there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We have a lot of smart people join us on the show. Maybe no one's smarter than the lady who's going to join us next. Cynthia Freeland, NFL.com, coming up on Baskin and Phelps.